Welcome back to the Painted Black Podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
We are back for another Painted Black Podcast. My name is Pete. That is Brian.
Yo, what's up?
And over there is Lou.
The champ, nigga. Say it right.
He's wearing the belt. We should say he does have the belt this week.
Woo.
After a stunning upset last week over Rise Like Phoenix.
I wanna
Were you that stunned, though?
I want to go even as far to say his arch rival.
Arch rival. Nemesis, if
Nemesis.
You will.
You know what? There might be a little bad blood there, but it's good for radio.
Can we get a picture now of you like Muhammad Ali with your fist up like this and Dan on the ground?
Yeah, sure.
I'm good at Photoshop. We'll do that. And joining us this week from the Casa Mirth podcast, we got both guys this week. We got Dr. Norman Trousers.
What's up, my shizzle?
And we got River Zambezi.
What does that mean?
I don't fucking know. Isn't it American?
It's a subset of American, I suppose.
Well, I wasn't going to say the N-word. You know, I wasn't going
to
come out.
We didn't need you to go that far. You said black people.
Was it my nizzle?
There you go. Snoop Dogg it. That always works.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Right. Not bad what is it? Sunday. Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be having us on.
We are recording extra early, which is rare for us. I kind of like it.
Early in the day, late in the week.
It just means we've been day drinking, so.
Yay.
I do feel that you I am feeling some euphoria right now.
It's the best Sunday ever.
It's the way forward.
Yeah.
My Sunday's about to go crashing down. I got to drive to the city after this.
Do you really?
Yeah.
For
Damn.
What?
To do something I should have done last night. Pick up my girlfriend's clothes.
You said pick up your girlfriend.
He left her in
Lou, edit it.
Yeah.
Edit it. To pick up my girlfriend.
She's still in Penn Station. Anyway, how was everyone's week? What are you doing? What are you thinking?
What do you think?
What am I? I got a new invention.
You got a new invention?
Yeah. And again, it has something to do with balls, right?
Okay, always the mind on the balls.
They're too hot. My balls are too hot at all times.
You got hot thighs, man.
So let's think of this. Like, you know, guys, they like to powder their balls, right?
Talk up.
Sure. Yeah. Talk up. The cooling sensation. But you waste a lot of it, right? You feel like you get a handful, you powder up, 90% of it just falls on the ground or wherever.
I'm waiting to hear where you're
Please,
going.
Please, I don't want a fucking talcum powder catcher in my pants.
No. It's like a miniature bird bath, and you just squat over it. Just dunk them in there. It's full of talc.
What am I gonna fry my nuts? Why am I doing this dip process?
You just do like a horse stance directly over this little miniature.
What you're describing is just a pan.
It's not a pan. It's on a pedestal. It's like a little bird bath.
Stop putting my nuts on a pedestal.
Those words have never been uttered. I think it's a good invention. You save some of the extra talc, and you get some nice, cool nuts.
We might have to like skip back to the beginning here a bit. Talcum powder.
Yeah.
On your nuts.
Y'all don't use that?
No.
Why are you?
I'm not really a fan of looking like I've been fucking someone's ashes.
Y'all save it for the face and the wigs.
Yo,
No. Why do you have little sweaty bullets?
Why are you trying to become like the Willy Wonka of nuts, bro? Like, it's all these grand inventions and like.
I'm not gonna hold any contest with the golden nuts. I'm just saying, like. Something has to be done about hot nuts.
Did you just look
I'm
at
the man to do it.
Do you just look at your package? You're like, there's something wrong here. I got to fix it.
Not something. I don't look
it's
at it
hot.
And be like, it's something
His
wrong.
His wife said that.
I'm just
are
going
gonna be,
like,
are you
going
to be like the follow-up to these nuts?
I'm just like, man, this is, I feel like I'm in the jungle.
It's fucking cold. It's winter here.
Not for the nuts, though.
Jesus. You got ball problems.
It's summer in Nut Town.
You just got like super hot thighs? Something?
Or nuts.
Heating up your eggs.
Maybe I've got some warm-ass nuts.
I'm fine, man. I'm not having these type of problems.
Okay. But maybe, you know, there's probably like 10% of the population.
Summer.
That would like some cool nuts.
I think cool nuts are divine.
Refreshing nuts.
Mm-hmm. Stop saying nuts.
Look, man, we're trying to go for the Guinness World Record.
Right. They want to feel like they just had a peppermint patty, but for the balls.
All right, we're going to move on from you.
That's for
I'll tell you what, River, I don't know about you, but I feel like we've just gate crashed a conversation in a Turkish bath.
Well, I've got this image at the moment of, I don't know why, of like these different trays of like hundreds of thousands and marshmallows and things like that, and then like dunking their balls into some syrup or like the, going along, and then so I have some hundreds of thousands today.
That's
like
a the, new the sex kick, term called candy appling.
Hot shots.
Yeah.
I can imagine the dunking. I've been doing a lot of squats recently.
It'd be like fondue set for balls, really, wouldn't it?
I'm going to count that as two endorsements.
Yeah. Going to hit that caramel bath first.
You know, if you bring it to me as candy appling, then I'm down with it. Giving it a little...
You could fill the bird bath with whatever you want.
Yeah, caramel.
Maybe you
want to
hit it with some caramel and nougat. You know, Snickers then.
Candy corn, I don't know.
That could actually be. I think Brian's just hit a new sexual euphemism. Mm-hmm. Candy appling.
Candy appling.
I think that's the term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's when you, I think I know somebody that'd be interested in that.
Is it Danger. You, Norman?
I reckon Carl Danger might have to go candy appling. I might have to write that down.
I would actually like to have my little rod and reel over here candy apple.
It's probably enticing for the ladies if you got some, you know, chocolate drizzle on there.
I want something manly. I would like some nougat.
Nougat's manly, dude?
Yeah, it's a nougat, right?
Nougat.
Nougat.
No.
Were you guys nougat. Playing black chicken or something like that? Like, we were going to say it the closest.
I should mention, I glossed right over the fact, but I'm actually scoring today's episode as I do every week.
Right.
So we have a big shiny championship belt that Lou is currently wearing.
Ooh.
That will go to the person.
It feels good.
And at the end of the show, if you,
you
win...
You look ridiculous in that belt.
It's half your size.
It only looks ridiculous because I'm wearing this torn-up shirt with pit stains. This old-ass pajamas.
And what else is new?
Slippers.
You look like one of those little terminal kids that have cancer that John Cena takes pictures with at WrestleMania.
You're a make-a-wish boy.
When all
make
I heard,
a wish Figueroa.
All I heard was... I look like I belong on TV. That's what I heard.
That's
what I took away from that.
You only
does take a lot of pictures with the sick kids out there, bloke. He's like the most popular Make-A-Wish person.
It's a really good comparison on how you're doing it on this earth. It's like terminally ill kid or John Cena.
Yeah, right. Makes him look big.
Yeah.
Vince is like, you got to look really impressive in front of these old terminal kids.
Right. Yeah, they don't report the fact that he gives them all an arm wrestle. And beats them.
Solidly beats them.
He races them in 40-yard dashes and stuff.
What's his move called now?
The attitude adjustment.
I still call it the FU, but gives him one of those. Oh, the other thing I should mention that I kind of glossed over is guys, we have a beer of the week that we've been doing over here. So tonight we're drinking from Radiant Pig Craft Beers. We're drinking Junior India Pale Ale, brought to us today by the New York Junior League.
Thank you, New York Junior League and Jillian Gray.
This is a very specific brewed only for the Junior League brew. So thoughts on it?
I'm just going to tell you right now, the name Radiant Pig and the dude on this can are unappealing. Before you even taste it.
The can art is hideous.
It looks like the flavor could be dirt.
This looks like Captain mud. America's son.
This mud flavor. Captain America's
son? Where
do you
get Captain America?
No, Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Captain Planet, sorry.
It looks like it would go better on a bag of weed, this logo.
Yes.
Because he's got hops for hair, and it just looks like a marijuana leaf.
Right. He blazed out. There's a big old fat pig on this thing.
Too. And this guy's definitely black. Mm-hmm. Look at the size of that nose.
Yo, what's
when you say Junior League, are you saying that that's a beer for the kids' baseball?
And, you thought you were a little liberal in England? We're really liberal with drinking over here.
T-ball beer.
Can I just qualify? When you say that it's draft beer,
yeah,
is it beer, or is it lager?
This is an IPA, so what do you...
Okay, so it's beer.
Yeah, it's not like a American like draft, like a Miller Lite or a Bud Light, something like that.
No, this is a little more robust. I actually like this one.
Yeah.
And you're drinking it out of a can.
Yes.
Hey, look, you snooty fucks.
No, to be fair, I bought a few cans of Bombardier a little while ago.
We're really slumming it, huh?
It It was just a little bit cheaper than the bottle, so that's why I went for it.
I actually read that beer is better in a can than a bottle because less light can pass through it. But that may just be overcompensating for something.
And just as a side note, Blue Moon Cinnamon Horchata.
This one's in a bottle, guys.
Tastes exactly how it sounds. Awful. Don't do it.
I have to try it.
Can you get these beers for free?
Actually, the six-pack of the Junior India Pale Ale, yes, it was donated to us. That
is terrible, the dream, right? Man. Good for you.
Oh! But the one that Lou just, the horchata, that was one of our friend's mom. She doesn't drink, so she bought a 12-pack for the party for the drinkers. And Pete, you want to just read off the names of the beers on that?
Oh, I got the... Oh, yeah. Just for the record, that one tasted like cinnamon cum.
Yeah. So this is like a non-drinker buying drinkers beers, and here's the flavors.
Okay. Whoa, god damn.
I like the fact that you've got a frame of reference there.
I've had to blow cinnamon before.
The worst beer I ever had was someone bought me a bottle of garlic beer.
Oh, god.
And well, I actually cried as I poured it down the sink.
Oh, god, garlic beer? That sounds terrible.
Damn.
In hindsight, maybe cooking with it would have been a good idea. It's like when it was fucking disgusting.
When you absolutely positively need to have bad breath, garlic beer.
Oh, it was horrible.
Well, let me read you these flavors, see if any of these sound appealing to you guys. Cinnamon horchata ale.
Nope.
What's a horchata?
Horchata is a Mexican
rice,
rice milk beverage.
Yeah.
I thought it was Spanish for a dank beer.
Apparently. We got gingerbread spiced. We got the Belgian white. That one's fine. But then we have cappuccino oatmeal stout.
This is so gross.
I don't put cappuccino in my beer. That's
no oatmeal in my cappuccino.
I like an oatmeal stout. That's awful. I'm really regretting taking a swig of that.
As far as this Junior India Pale Ale, I would order another round.
Yeah, another round for me too.
Louis.
No, I'm gonna see the menu.
See, I think Lou's problem is he thinks he's gonna have to pay for one of these if he fucking orders another round. Like he's like,
no, it's a little too bitter. A little too bitter for me.
I like the bitter. I like the hoppy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you guys, Norm and Rivers, what have you been up to? What are you thinking? How was your week?
You can go first.
No, you can.
No, you go first.
Yeah, I've got a relative amount of amnesia about this week. I'm not entirely sure what happened. I remember what happened about an hour ago. So I was looking on the Twitter, and I was fairly appalled at the fact that The Rock is doing a movie of Baywatch.
Yes, I saw that. The movie everyone's been clamoring for.
Yeah.
Fucking Baywatch.
You know, how much running in slow motion can you do? But I also, I started chatting with some woman on Twitter a little while ago. River and I have actually guested on another podcast nearly 2 years ago now, called Screams and Moans. And it's a friend of ours, and she basically, the format is they talk, but the girl, Megan, and the guests talk about a cult film for the first half and then talk about sexy shit for the second half. And she was telling this bird about the episode that we were on as a good sort of taster for it, and it reminded me of the fact that it was fucking hilarious. But this other woman, I was looking at, I sort of started following her on Twitter, and she was having this kind of sexy time conversation with these blokes on my Twitter feed, which I'm not used to that. And I have like podcasts and generally funny stuff, not porn and rude stuff, and they were getting a little bit kind of heated in their discussion. And she said that she liked masturbating while driving.
Fuck yeah.
So I just jumped in the middle of the conversation and said, yeah, I really like masturbating my driving as well. That's why I'm banned from the golf club.
That tumbleweed effect you're after.
Yeah.
And there it was.
Wow. This is how it works, see. There's comic genius and then there's the money old cunt who just basically... but apart from that, and obviously seeing that Nancy Reagan had died, I don't really remember much else.
Yeah. How over there, how much American politics are you kind of forced to endure?
Well, like, I'm enjoying it more than our own at the moment, to be honest, because obviously we have our own issues with the EU bollocks that are going on at the moment. But it's getting quite interesting that you could end up with Trump as your president.
That's, I mean, I'd be kind of afraid, man.
Yeah.
He remembers 1776.
Let me ask, do you have room in that country for me to move when he gets elected? Because I don't want to be here. It's really scary.
It sounds quite exciting.
In a way, Germany must have felt in the 40s.
Right.
Yeah, we could be like Poland. Yeah, you don't want to
keel over and die like Poland. What happened to the mighty Red Army, man?
Yeah, I would hope you'd be Russia and help us stop this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how come he is so popular then if no one in the States actually likes him? I don't get it.
Because of the average Americans is below average intelligence, and they agree with everything he says.
Yeah, you'll hear people here say things like, he tells it like it is.
Wait, and what does that mean, dude?
And when you hear somebody say that, you go, oh, you're a racist bag of shit.
Yeah.
And you know what his biggest asset is that he's entertaining. So like, even if you don't agree with anything he says, you kind of liked when he was on TV because the guy's just saying foul shit everywhere. He's just like, you're a fucking loser, or something like that.
You're fat, you're stupid, and you're a loser. Yeah. Ugh, God damn it. It's a depressing time to be an American.
It's an embarrassing time.
I saw something on the internet the other day. I know that you shouldn't always believe what you read on the internet, but I'm going to believe this. So I get the impression.
Well,
so I don't,
we could go.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about the bloke apart from the fact that he's got a horrific toupee. His daughter's quite fit. And he's a prick.
Real.
But...
No, that's all true.
Yeah.
His daughter's smoking hot.
I kind of get the impression that he got a lot of money from his dad.
Millions, yeah. Stuff
with him, right? And this sentence that I saw said that if he'd have actually taken his dad's money and just invested it in some like high-yield stocks or bonds or whatever, and then spent the rest of his life finger-painting, he'd be worth $8 billion, and he's only worth $2.9.
I have actually read that same thing, and I believe it's true.
Look, yeah. I feel it's true. Fuck it.
That he sunk more money than he's ever made.
Yeah.
I mean, he's moaning about all the foreigners, but all of his wives have been foreign, haven't they?
Yeah. Mail order.
Hmm. Yeah.
The classy out of state.
Yeah, he's just I don't know. I mean, that Bernie Sanders seems to be okay.
He's an interesting case.
He's going to die soon.
Oh, man.
I was going to say, he's good, but he's got a foot in the grave, right? With two feet, maybe.
No, that guy ain't winning dick, man. He's just like a dreamer's chance.
He's got the minority vote.
Yeah, that ever helped anybody ever? Like, fucking who cares? What about the white people vote? That's the big one.
This could be the year that the minorities vote.
Yeah, but I think Hillary's nice and corrupt, so she'll probably get in.
Right.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think that's the perfect word to describe her.
I think she's going to be indicted before, though. And it's all going to fall apart.
No, they said they were dropping the case against her, right? Like, they're not going to investigate it any further. Like, it's done.
It depends who you listen to. Every news channel has their own two cents.
Depends how likely Trump's going to win, I guess.
Yeah. She's what we call our backup plan.
Yeah.
If Trump gets too close, we're going to switch to Hillary. Anyway, we've been talking too much politics. We actually never talk politics on here, but I am fucking fascinated by this Trump.
This is 60 Minutes with Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Berg.
Well, before we get into show prep, anybody else? Anything for the week you want to throw out?
What have you been thinking about, River?
Killing Norman.
I've actually been thinking a lot about season 3 of the Casimir podcast.
I've been doing a lot of searching of YouTube, finding material.
That sounds so bad. What, like young boys in lederhosen?
A lot of,
you know,
a lot of deep internet searches for boys.
There's only so much of that before it gets too much.
Well, before we start off, we should throw you guys a plug that Casa Mirth season 3 is coming. Mm-hmm. We can look forward to that.
I love you, Brits, though. You're so organized, man. Season 3, man.
It's just the fact that there's such a massive break. Each time we stop at the end of the year, is like I have 2 or 3 months off, so it feels right that it should be a new season.
I like it, actually, because if you're going to do it, the way you did it with the Christmas episode felt like the perfect season finale. It was.
Yeah.
There were guest stars, there were bits. It all came together very nicely that I was ready, like, oh, good, when they come back, I'll be ready for them.
I do find myself like liking all the BBC shows on Netflix and shit.
I love the BBC.
Way more organized.
Short season.
Like 6 episodes. little longer, just better.
I just knocked out Sherlock and Black Mirror. Both excellent BBC shows.
Black Mirror is brilliant.
It's the best. I hear they're making more.
Yes.
I can't wait for that. That Christmas episode, I said it on the show before, but I watched it like 7 times.
I was all bummed out. One of my favorite shows was this show about like a plague that came out in Britain. And there's like a couple survivors. And then after like the second season there, you find out it was like, oh, the British Secret Service was behind it. And then they just canceled it.
Do you know what show that was?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was Channel 4. It had a strange name.
Wasn't it called Survivors?
I think it was. Maybe was it Survivors?
No.
I think so.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
It sounds up my alley. That's why.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then and they just kind of ended it like right when they dropped that bomb where it was like, it wasn't a natural disaster. We did it. Aha.
Yeah.
I'm into it. But still, nothing will be the pig fucker episode of Black Mirror. I suggest everyone watches that.
That's actually my least favorite, man.
It's so fucking banana wacky.
Pig fucker?
Yeah. You gotta watch it.
You gotta see it. It's not even worth
explaining. I don't know, but I think I could live without it.
It's the most brilliant piece of TV. Yeah.
And
to be fair to your side of the water, though, I watched
Utopia.
No.
What's...
I know what you mean, but no, I don't even know what he was talking about. I watched a documentary yesterday about National Lampoon.
Oh, yeah? Well, do you know what it was called? I haven't seen that one.
It had the word dead in the title and 3 other words. One of them may have been drunk.
Like, was dead the first word, or were we just kind of guessing where dead lies?
Dead was the last word.
It
was something and drunk and something and dead.
All right, anybody have any guesses?
No.
I'll find out what it is, and I'll let you know.
It was National Lampoon's Presents whatever he... Whatever.
Presents Dead.
Dead.
Yeah. I didn't realize that most of the early Saturday Night Live crew were actually from National Lampoon.
Oh, yeah. The Lampoon's huge. Like,
basically kind of broke it when they all jumped ship to go to Saturday Night Live. But, yeah, that was really cool. And I also didn't realize that Animal House is one of my favorite films.
I'd be interested to watch that because I love Lampoons.
If you were one of the guys in Animal House, which one would you be?
Pinto, probably. To be fair. But you know Stork in Animal House, so the dude who marches the marching band down the alleyway.
Yeah.
He was actually one of the founders of the National Lampoon.
Oh, really?
I never knew that.
Yeah?
See?
Yeah.
The more you know.
Documentary filmmaking right there.
A little bit of interesting trivia for you, yeah.
Nah, I'm definitely going to check that out. I like that stuff.
And
the funny thing, sorry, just to drivel on, they did a really they did a really famous cover of their magazine where they basically got a dog and they put a gun against its head and said, "If you don't buy this magazine, we'll shoot its dog." And it reminded me quite a while ago now. I put a picture out on Facebook and Twitter, and it was a little puppy in the crosshairs, and it said, "If you don't give us an iTunes review, we're going to shoot this fucking dog."
Was that independent of knowing about the National Lampoon's thing?
Yeah. So I'm going to dig it out and I'm going to send it out again.
That's it. Great minds, Norman. Great minds.
Are you bummed out a little bit that River Zambezi led in with the...
I mean, it's getting past his bedtime, so he's probably... Yeah, normally, what is it? Yeah. 10 to 10 on a Sunday night, he's normally snoring with his cock in his hand by now.
It's a good old day.
Said I'm sat here on a podcast with a cock in my hand. Yeah.
I know you're excited about joining everybody, but I didn't know that.
All right, let's roll into a couple news stories.
All right, painted Lafayette, you said your prayers and you've taken your vitamins. Now it's time for the news.
All right, this first story Lou has titled Toilet Bride. And it's actually on your side of the pond over there in an English village known as Newton Poppleford.
What the fuck?
J.R.R. Tolkien write about it or something?
Right.
It's outside of Hobbiton. Have you ever heard of this place, guys?
No.
Newton Poppleford?
There regularly.
You say you get laid there regularly?
The hookers in Newton Poppleford are top notch.
Funny you mention hookers, because there were they had to close one of their public bathrooms because there were many reports of a man in a wedding dress in the bathroom propositioning people for sex.
That's pretty creepy.
This is why River knows it very well.
I'm sure I wasn't wearing a wedding dress.
It's apparently, too, he was getting a little success there because it became a major cruising spot for gay men.
Well, good on him.
Well, you know what, man? Someone's got to blaze a trail, right?
Right.
It's kind of the whole story. So I want you guys to picture yourselves walking into a public restroom. You got to take a leak. There's only one in this town, apparently, reading this story. There's a man with a beard and a wedding dress. What do you do? What do?
Man, I try not to make eye contact. Just take my pee.
He might give you a reach around.
I'm not fat, man. Just trying to pee.
Oof.
I only have one public toilet story.
I would love to hear it.
I was on acid.
Great start.
It was a very long. It was a very long time ago, and yeah, me and my friends were doing some acid, and we were in a big kind of open field next to a race course, quite a famous race course in England. And you know, I needed a piss, so I went to this public toilet, and I had to cross a road first, and that took me about an hour. It was only like a small road, like a single lane, but it was scary because there were cars on it. And I remember walking into this toilet, and there was no lights on, so the only light in there was from the open doorway. And as I walked in, there was a dude stood right next to the urinal, and it looked like he was growing out of it, like, you know, like in Aliens. Those people are like in the walls. It was like that. And I remember walking in, and at that point I was quite scared, but I thought, well, I'm committed now. I've gone through the door, so I've got to go and have a piss. So I'm stood there trying to have a piss, quite scared about this horrible pisser man. And then it went dark.
It's like a Silent Hill monster.
Yeah, and I'm fucking terrified really right now.
For a second, and it was like the light in the doorway had been eclipsed, and this big, muscle-bound gorilla dude comes in. And I remember standing there, shaking like a leaf, thinking, if I don't get stabbed by Mr. Pisserman, I'm going to get raped by the hard nut who's just walked in. And literally, I pissed as best I could, left. And as I walked out of there and the wind just kind of caught my face, it was like a feeling of freedom that I've never experienced before or since. It was amazing. And then it took me another route across the road to go back again.
Wow. As long as Mr. Pisserman didn't come after you.
I know, it was really scary. It was really scary.
Yeah, I'm fucking terrified right now.
I know, I'm going to have bad dreams about that idea. In fact, may I use that in a horror story?
I was going to say, that could get optioned into a movie.
Mr. Pisserman is better than Slenderman.
Yeah.
He's just a dude that grows out of a urinal and fucking tries to stab you.
Sure.
While his henchman lurks behind you.
Oof. Oof.
Oh, good.
All right, let's move on. Next story. Lou called this one Cake Dew.
Dude, right?
You wrote Dew.
All right, dude.
Like D-E-W, like the Dew?
Like, where the fuck is my cake?
The cake is
Dew. It should have been here 10 minutes ago.
Well, that's actually kind of
D-U-E.
Kind of what this story is about. I actually saw this on Reddit the other day. So a guy goes to rent an apartment, and the landlord there sends him the lease agreement in a Word document, meaning fully editable. Mm-hmm. So before he signs the agreement, he adds in a clause called the birthday cake clause. I'll read it for you. It says, lessor shall provide birthday cake for lessees on the weekend closest to their birthdays, which are June 7th and February 17th. Vanilla cake is not acceptable.
Good call. Good call.
I think he didn't go far enough, but okay.
Under penalty of what?
It's just in the lease agreement.
And so if they break it,
free rent.
Like,
that's right. Why I say he didn't go far enough. Mm-hmm. I said free rent for a year. Something.
So what would you have put in there?
I just said it. Free rent for a year.
I was the one that said that.
Yeah. I'm thinking like Fight Club. Or can we get a fight club in there?
You gotta fight like Jared Leto or something?
I want to see Clown Baby fight. I'm not fighting. I'm just watching. I'm throwing the money down.
Why you gotta be seedy about it? Why can't you just be a man and fight?
You act like you're jumping at a chance to fight people.
I'm not.
Bare knuckle brawling.
I'm not talking about it either. Mr. Perfect 10, every time you fucking just fight people.
I'm not fighting people in this scenario.
Just sucker punching people.
I'm just the CD guy collecting all the money while people are picking up teeth.
I'm just having trouble reconciling the thoughts going through my head. I've just got this image of like a Hasidic rabbi at a bar mitzvah just jumping out of a cake. All I've got in my head is cake Jew, cake Jew, cake Jew.
The cake Jew. He's up there with the piss man.
Like, oh no.
What, you don't
it's
have...
It's vanilla.
You don't have the cake Jew over there?
No. We should have. There should be more cake Jews.
He's like our Santa. If you're a good little boy, the cake Jew will visit you.
Yeah, they should actually just use that for Hanukkah at this point, yeah. The cake Jew.
He's stingy as fuck, though.
Well, my favourite joke as a kid was about the Jewish kid who asked his dad for a pound. His dad says, 50p, what do you want, 20 people?
Oh no.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Wait, wake up, River. Wake up. Can you imagine laying on his back with his little feet in the air, scampering like a little fucking puppy.
Dreaming that he's running.
Yeah. Just dreaming that he's being funny.
Did you write that joke yourself, or is there someone you could blame? Like,
it was about five at the time. Not now.
Right, let's do this. Told that.
Well, that's a nice innocent joke.
No, it's not a joke. Jokes are funny.
Brass with a gold, mate. Got to take the brass with a gold.
I will say, this is why I love listening to Casimir.
Yeah, funny enough, this is not like an act.
Dude, I was about to call you guys being scripted the whole time. I feel like you guys are like just so like you work so well with each other, you know.
To be fair, some of it is scripted. So the news is scripted.
Oh yeah, you guys do really good bits and stuff.
Yeah, so the little sketches, most of them are. We tried to do one once that wasn't scripted, and it was about two gay northern driving instructors. And that just went on for fucking ever because it wasn't scripted. So we just tended to ramble.
Just ended up in a loop of improv.
Yeah, comedy cul-de-sac. we do try. The funniest thing, obviously, is if I wouldn't recommend necessarily listening to much of the old stuff because it is a little bit shit. But
not.
Some of the little bits on the side where River just basically couldn't read a script were always quite funny.
I will say we also were just on the Offensive Line podcast, where Brian could not let it go that one of their members could not read well.
Oh no, that was podcast dynamite. That was him trying to stumble across those words.
It was Zach's fault. You blaming him?
Yeah, he's the one who can't read, man.
No, but I do want to shout them out because that was a super fun time.
Yeah,
I did really like Brian's reaction to the script for the channel merch.
You like that script reading?
Now. What's her name? That fat woman.
Oh, Melissa McCarthy, right?
Yeah.
That was a bit.
Because it was like, going, yeah,
how'd you like his Christmas reading of myrrh?
Yeah. Right. Did you guys get to listen to that?
That was awesome.
Everybody's like,
yeah, so she's in the middle of fucking up Ghostbusters at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah. You guys see that trailer?
Yeah, it's a bit of a divisive kind of topic, isn't it, really?
Where'd you fall on that?
Don't really like the idea, right? Purely because if they called it Ghostbusters 3, I think I'd actually be all right with it.
I think it's just Ghostbusters again.
It is, yeah. And it's based
on a new story, isn't it?
But it's like female caricatures of the original Ghostbusters, and that's what I don't like about it. And if you look at that trailer, although the effects are better, there are bits in that trailer that are blatantly copies of the fucking original.
Oh, that whole opening thing with the ghost in the library.
Yeah, the ghost in the library, there's obviously the puking, and then there's the ghost that comes straight at the screen as well, and it's like, hang on a minute, don't just remake the original film with tits, because it's just not... That's not right.
Yeah.
And you've got all this bollocks going around on Twitter at the moment where people saying, ugh, if you don't like the fact that Ghostbusters got women in it, then you obviously hate women. Fuck off.
Like, yeah.
I hate shit remakes of films that are just totally fucking pointless.
Well, my problem with it was that, is it a remake or a sequel? Because they keep referencing the original during the whole thing, but then it feels like a reboot, and I couldn't tell where this thing stands in the history.
I mean, how sad is it that they've got a chubby one, a kooky sciencey one, a relatively normal one, and a black one?
Yeah, exactly. And I thought it was funny.
Such a poor facsimile of the original thing, and that's what I don't like about it. If they'd have just been just four women, you know, who, I don't know, were like bequeathed the fucking hearse or whatever, and the Ghostbusters HQ and all that stuff, then that would have been fine. But it's not.
So you would have been
and
cool
even in the advert, it's like, oh, look, I've got a car. It's a hearse. It's like, wow, okay, so you've actually just accidentally got this car that's exactly the same as the other fucking car, and you're going to make it look like the original car, but it's totally different.
Well, would you be cool with it if it was four Asian women?
Ghostbusters! no.
It's not further than no ghost.
Yeah, man. So you obviously need three white chicks and a fucking black chick. Like,
that's yeah, but my other thing was that they were like, they kind of come out, they're like, we're progressive, all four women. And then it's like three white scientist ladies and the black girl who's like, I know the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just really kind of stereotypical and piss poor.
And then, of course, they don't have a nerd answering the phones. They have Chris Hemsworth, or whatever his name is.
Oh, Thor.
Yeah, it's like...
He's in that shit?
Yeah. He's the Janine.
Yeah.
I must have had Annie Potts. She would have got it, man.
Right? Keep her in there.
Yeah.
I had the biggest crush on that woman. Mm. I like the nerd glasses back in my...
It's funny, actually. I think in one of our old episodes, I got the soundbite from the... We got one! For when we got an iTunes review. Because it was so fucking rare. But yeah, I like that piano song as well. After that, it was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's the most memorable song in the whole movie.
It's like Bringing Down a House or something.
But enough Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I think it's unnecessary.
Because I think we're all in agreement on this one. So yeah. Let's talk about the next story. We got a gamer, a competitive gamer, who was so busy playing their game that they didn't want to take a bathroom break. So they brought a bucket. And people took some issue with that.
Holy fuck, yeah.
The person sitting next to you shitting in the bucket?
Yeah, just use the bathroom, you fucking asshole.
Here's the thing, though. It's not... He's not even, like, at a tournament. He's at a fucking, like, internet cafe.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, World Series of Gaming. This was just a
so
dude.
He was just, like, World of Warcraft and so right. hard.
And not even the seat that had the partition.
Yeah. I got a photo here. I could show Brian at least.
Did they really shit in the bucket?
It looks like a caulking bucket, like a
bucket.
Spackle
bucket.
Well, crack spackle.
Yeah.
Which
I don't know if you got this, but he doesn't have a chair. He's just sitting on a bucket, pooping into said bucket.
Rude, isn't it?
And it seems like he's got toilet paper on the floor, but they're all, it's already pre-wadded, so that's kind of gross in that way. So I guess he can't even have time to take both hands off the computer.
No.
Wad that shit up.
You can't fucking make magic spells and wipe your ass at the same time.
What's that?
What game was he playing?
You know, I can't find it in
the most
story.
Intense game ever where you gotta be shitting into a bucket.
Minesweeper.
Yo, I hated when that little face like got like all like surprised whether it was going to be you know, good or bad or not. That was tense.
I should mention Lou's title for that story was Shitty Game. And we're going to move on to his next story, Black Lambs Matter.
Yes, they do.
This is the point where I haven't read ahead. So, heads up. Here we go.
Surely all lambs matter.
Certainly all.
Is that the way that conversation goes?
Oh, shit.
All those white lambs should feel pretty bad about the way the black lambs are being treated.
Well, they got that white lamb privilege. Mm.
I know a bunch of white lambs that are kind of bitter about the black lambs bitching about it, though.
I watch the Oscars.
Yeah. Then you get all the black lambs rolling in the benzos. You know.
Drinking their Hennessy.
And their scissorup.
Scissorup. I just read the headline to this thing. It's pretty magical. Mutant lamb born with two penises, trampled to death by jealous flock.
He's a baller.
Shot caller, man.
I think that kind of sums up the story.
That Can you repeat that one more time?
A mutant. There's a lamb. Mm-hmm. There was once upon a time there was a lamb.
Does it have to start like a once upon a time?
I just, when I hear lamb, I think
Mary had
it. Mary had it. And it was born with two dongs.
Two dicks. Blessed, all right.
Mm-hmm. And seven legs.
Mm, a little less blessed.
And all the other lambs in its flock trampled it brutally to death.
As they should. The fucking abomination, the seven-legged fucking two-dick lamb.
Isn't that how they describe the devil in some religions?
Like, it needed to be taken out back and euthanized.
Are you saying this is like Baphomet?
It's a Baphomet. This is some Lovecraft shit.
If it could talk, it would say, kill me.
This is an elder god that hung out with Cthulhu.
Damn. I wish I had that the old rap song queued up. Where's the black sheep? He is black.
The slam, yes. Yeah.
Which means those dongs probably pretty hefty.
Leave it to the...
He really... At first they thought he had nine legs. Yeah.
Leave it to the black lamb to be gifted dong-wise, you know?
That lamb could dunk.
Well, now you're taking it.
And he could ball?
Yeah, of course he could, with his blood.
But the wool's a bit wiry, isn't it?
It doesn't like to get it wet.
The wool is a bit wiry.
All right, this is in a country I've never heard of, by the way. And I don't know if I can pronounce it. Kyrgyzstan.
Is that right? Remember you got a geography book at your ass? Is it Kyrgyzstan?
Kyrgyzstan. I don't know.
It's too many letters that don't go together.
Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah.
This is like the Swedish chef should be.
Yeah.
That shit sounds like fucking the junk selection of letters you get in Scrabble.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, that's a million points.
Yeah. Jibba word school, motherfucker. I got a Kyrgyzstan.
So anyway, they're saying that this lamb got trampled because of jealousy from the other. I think it was a mercy killing.
He had two monster dicks, man.
What does that matter?
He was going to rule the farm.
He had seven bobo legs.
He was going to
maybe he fell down a set of stairs and trampled over himself.
They know how to operate those extra
seven
feet.
Legs.
I just like the righteousness of Mother Nature, man. It's just like abomination. Kill it.
Yeah, even in nature, the white ones are.
Yeah, the white ones like cannot be seen with this thing.
Right.
Give it the hoof.
Mm. Okay, Lou, you're going to have to help me out with this next story.
Sure.
Because this can't be what I think it is. He wrote Caught Him Riding Dirty.
Yeah.
That's the title. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Apparently there was this criminal.
Right.
Right? He was like a credit card thief. And he stole a power wheel from a child.
Just one?
What's a power wheel?
A power wheel is a tiny battery-operated car that kids ride on.
It goes like a mile an hour.
Maybe. If even. It's like the world's slowest little...
You better off hoofing it.
Yeah, it's definitely slower than walking.
But is this true? He stole a power wheel?
The guy was also wanted for credit card fraud, in addition to the power wheel theft.
Now, see, I'm scrolling through. This is a long-ass story for... Just to find... What was he on? He had to be on something.
Oh, I don't
know.
Drugs,
man.
No, because the dude was seen all over town over a number of days on this power
wheel. He was driving so slow.
So he would go commit these crimes on this power wheel, this pink fucking caddy power wheel, and then that was his getaway vehicle.
It's the world. You could walk faster than a power
Maybe
wheel.
He was on what's that drug that where you go really slow? Mogadon. Is it Mogadon?
What is that one?
Everything goes really, really fucking slow.
We don't so have that.
That's him in Judge Dredd, right?
Yeah, so maybe he thought he was going really fast.
He thought he was fucking speeding out of there in a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's probably why he didn't get arrested. Like, the police were probably looking at him like, what the fuck's going on here? He's watching, like, going on his merry way, like, he sort of hunched over with his teeth gritted, like, he's like, going like a snail. A snail goes past, going, wanker.
I guess you can't shoot him, you know, like you don't know if he's retarded or not.
You can't blow out his tires. They're made of plastic.
Yeah, but
that wouldn't stop an American cop, though, would it?
No, he got beaten savagely.
And you know what? He'd be acquitted like he should.
Needless to say, he got caught.
Yeah.
And they made a point of saying, and this is stupid, they didn't have to tow him.
Oof. Do you think they when they pulled him over that they asked for all his information or
license and registration?
Please. Yeah.
Do you think that that's some like type of police auction now? The little Power Wheels.
I hope so.
It's like someone's trying to get a Power Wheel on the cheap.
Hey, I'm in the wheel. I'm in the market for a new set of wheels.
Right.
You can drive Power Wheels, you fucking dummy.
Fuck yeah! I live close to work. It's rechargeable. It's eco-friendly.
Right. It's green.
Yeah, you can carry it into your house and plug it into the wall.
I care about the environment, Brian. Why are you being so insensitive? All right, next story, Lou called Rapping Granny.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Cool.
You've got to poke a couple of holes near the mouth so she can breathe.
All right, so we got a... Understood. Trying to read this something. We got a 78-year-old woman. Again, this is in Britain. Because she's known as Britain's oldest rapper. You got a lot of rapping grannies over there?
Just old people, in general.
It's like Florida.
Well, yeah, man, you got to move to whatever neighborhood Ebenezer Scrooge is living in. And just.
All right, should I try and cue this thing up?
Do you have it?
I think so. Here, let me try it. And then we'll judge her rapping. Come on, you old bitch.
This is from the back of an ambulance, mind you.
Ambulance.
I was rapping in the chopping outside the store. The crowd gathered round and yelled for more. My body was a popping went from a shop. A voice called stop. I'll call a cop. Ain't doing nothing, earning bread. I got no food and I need a bed. The crowd liked me, spinning on the floor. He said, move yourself from my store. I said, hey man, ooh man, me man, why? Yeah man, you man, ooh man, wave goodbye. Me man, no man, do you hear? Just get your ass into first gear. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
She's got a hook.
Man, don't lose your cool. People looking, making such a fool. Join me, man, forget what you said. It's all right for you. You got a bed. Well, looked at me.
All right, that's enough.
No.
Okay. To be fair, that's the most that River said all fucking show.
I was gonna say I'm very impressed at how long she kept going there.
Oh man, can we at least agree?
Better
than KZ. You're number three now.
Oh
man. Did you not pick up on that?
Yeah, I don't think it. She's good. That old bitch gave me wood.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What rhymes?
Oh, no.
She had... No, what we're saying, Brian, is she had more rhymes per second, you know? Like,
yeah.
Better ratio going on.
It's
there.
True.
Well, yeah, man. She's fucking claiming to be the best rapper in Britain.
That's not what you're saying, is it?
What'd you guys think? Quality?
Shocking. I'd punch it.
You know what?
I'm not really into violence to old people, but I really did feel a little bit of rage there. Sort of rubbish.
I mean, like, it goes on for a little bit more, and I guess I gotta give it to her for making the hook, too. She's like, oh, yeah.
I guess. All that was missing was, like, her 90-year-old husband beatboxing in the background.
That guy's probably dead.
No, most likely. Morris used to beatbox for me.
You're right. I bet she ain't had her box beaten since the 40s.
Not since Roosevelt was in power.
Wow.
All right, next story. Wow, do you get this all from a British news source?
Mostly, because that's the best shit. Because it's 90%, it's the Mirror.
He's getting all this from the Mirror, so it's...
And it's 90% UFO sightings. Then occasionally, rapping grannies.
Because we got a woman here who blew 130 pounds, 130,000 pounds, I'm sorry, on plastic surgery to look like a caricature that she had drawn of her.
It's very egotistical to be a character that she drew.
This is a 31-year-old woman who looks like she's way older than that. I'm 33. This woman looks twice my age.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she had $33,000 to blow on shitty surgery.
Let's see the picture.
She's rough. She looks like Doug the Bounty Hunter's wife.
So, did she draw the caricature herself?
No, she got it done. Do you guys have theme parks?
According to this, she got it drawn while she was on a holiday, and she really liked the way it looked.
Yeah. If Aunt Patty came out of the cartoon and was a person.
From The Simpsons?
Yes.
Patty and Selma?
Yes. She would be this bitch.
She looks like she has cigarette voice.
That's...
Yeah. Oh, she has definitely got the doctor girlfriend thing going on.
I want to look like this drawing.
You can almost imagine this bloke's like drawn this really shit picture of her, and she's looked at it and like, what the fuck is that? And he's sort of taken it to one side and said, look, I'm not being funny, but you got to just say you like it. You've got to tell everyone that it's a really good picture of you, because, I don't know, there's some Spanish revolutionaries that are going to fucking kill me if they think that this is not a good picture. And then she basically gets herself made up to look at the picture so that he's a good artist.
Right? There had to have been some death threat involved to this.
Yeah, pretty much.
And here's the worst part. She got this picture drawn when she was 14. So she spent the majority of her life dumping money into looking like a drawing of a 14-year-old her in cartoon form.
What sick fuck drew a 14-year-old with giant tits?
Did it have giant tits?
It had huge tits.
Maybe she had giant tits. Oh, my God. She looks like Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Are you sure he drew a 40-year-old with giant tits and not just with a pencil?
I want to go get this character guy, man. He's just doing cool things.
He's doling out titties.
I've just got a vision in my head now. This bloke with a massive tit on his shoulder, like dipping it into some ink.
It's like, this character drew my girlfriend with an apple bottom. Nice.
It's, oh, God. Oh, and there's a YouTube video that's even more upsetting. I'm not going to watch that. We're going to move on from that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to quickly tag Zambezi, and I've just got to go and check on the Lithuanian in the basement.
All right.
So I'll be back. River, you do.
Wait. I got to check on my Lithuanian, man. My bad.
Who's going to check on my Lithuanian? he called that story, for the record, because I like to call it Lose. Another makeover that doesn't include a diet.
Yeah. That's the one thing she didn't follow. The original picture. That thing had a thin waist.
Yeah.
She's a big fat bitch.
She's a big fatso.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man, she's a carboholic. What do you want?
Let's move on to this next one Luke calls Cold Fuzz.
Yeah.
I still got this image of when you said she was blue £130,000 that she was sucking off John Candy, but...
Her and Chris Farley had a hell of a time.
Uncle Buck.
All right, we got a Snow Patrol as... What does this say? This story, again, some of these stories are hard to fucking figure out what they're saying here.
You want me to just paraphrase it?
Give me the paraphrase, please.
All right, so apparently the English bobbies are getting fat, right?
Yep.
And so...
so readily, yeah.
And so their solution is go out there, have snowball fights, build snowmen...
Shovel.
And go sledding on toboggans. Yep. And that's their whole way to solve it.
Okay. That's a good plan, I guess.
Go have wintertime fun?
Go have wintertime fun. Be part of the community.
Does that burn a lot of calories?
It's better than eating donuts. Your cops eat donuts?
I was going to say, what do they eat?
Our cops are gross.
Scones.
They don't eat donuts, I don't think. Kebabs.
That'll do it.
Generally.
You gotta get the protein.
Yeah, fucking useless. Not that much.
I see so many cops around here, too, that it's like, I could get away with so much shit if you didn't have a gun.
Right.
Are the English police, the bobbies, whatever, they gotta be good cardiovascularly, right? They have to chase down people, I'm sure, a lot.
Well, that's like what this story's touching on, I suppose, is... You gotta be able to chase them.
There are a lot. I mean, you have it in the States as well, but there are a lot more larger police officers, shall we say? And yeah, you could rob a store and get away with it quite easily because they ain't going to chase after you. I think there's a health and safety issue there.
Cops dying of heart attacks.
Yeah. You could snatch a purse and make an easy getaway. You're more concerned about the woman that you're stealing from.
So if you do parkour, you just kind of own.
Oh, you're a super villain.
Oh yeah, you just kind of you're just uncatchable.
At that point, you change your name to Dr. Doom and own shit. But they actually even suggest, like, get on a trampoline, you fat bastards.
Is that like the proper exercise for the obese? This trampoline.
I think it's good for them.
Like, do they not have gyms over there? You guys have gyms, right?
We do. It's been a big thing here recently about the fitness, and they said that the police now have to pass a fitness course, and they have to like do these runs in certain times and all this kind of thing. But the problem they had is they realised that most of them would fail it, so we wouldn't have any police left. So they had to stop doing it.
You just ended up with no police force whatsoever.
Yeah, basically, yeah, because they're too unfit.
Well played.
When did we sleep, motherfucker? Yeah. 10 times over.
Like your mama.
Yep. You know it.
Caught me off guard.
Lithuanian's dead, by the way.
It happens.
Yeah. I'll get another one.
All right, we're up to our final news story, so let's just knock out the best invention of 2016, according to Lou.
It's pretty early to declare that.
Well, I mean, that was before I came up with the bird bath for your balls.
That invention's crap.
The candy appler?
Yeah, the candy appler. You were all for it.
Well, no, I'm down with the candy appler, and you were trying to, like, make your balls wet and powdery. I have not, like, who wants that?
You wanted to make your balls wet and sticky.
Yeah, and then have people suck on them.
That... It's the same invention.
No.
It's a bird bath. You fill it with whatever you want.
I don't want birds or bath in my bird bath. I want, like, 180 toppings and a mouth to put it in.
You sound ridiculous. Let's move
on. You sound like a fool.
There's no reasoning with you. Let's move on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to have my balls at what temperature to be happy, Lou? Like, leave me alone.
You fool.
You're like Awesomeo, except all your inventions are balls. Like
Awesomeo was great.
Yeah, for Adam Sandler, remember all of his...
Butters loved the shit out of that guy, man.
All right, you want to hear what this invention is?
Sure.
This is from Japan. So you know it's but just bonkers. A Japanese inventor has created something called a guard wig. A guard wig is a blonde toupee, much... shaped and styled after Donald Trump's, that is can be used to cover the head for warmth or as a weapon against assassins, attackers, and political rivals. Because it contains metal and a coiled strap inside. It's basically a morning star in the shape of a wig.
That was like a helmet.
Like a flail. Uh-huh. Like a medieval weapon.
I was going to say, I mean, like for the Kung Fu fans out there, it's kind of like the flying guillotine.
Yeah.
Just on his head.
Yeah.
These are wig chucks.
Yeah, right. Imagine that, man. The guy's just not the president, but he's like an assassin.
What if Donald Trump was hiding that the whole time?
The last thing you'd expect is to get fucked up by his hair, right?
I think his hair is a sentient being from another world.
I actually think that if there isn't a line of Merkins called the Donald Trump, there should be.
Yeah. I don't want to meet the woman who would wear that Merkin.
If you think about it, it's fake hair on a cunt, isn't it?
It sounds appropriate.
Yeah, that's like an old woman's fake hair.
Like, you've been wanting to get that in phrases, haven't you, that little joke?
No, I just thought of it, actually. Thank you very much.
Look, write that one down. That's a good joke.
Tell, couldn't you, really?
I thought of it when I was pissing over my dead Lithuanian.
The guy who invented this thing is an 87-year-old man named Yoshiro Nakamatsu, who also claimed he invented the floppy disk. So he's probably a bullshit artist.
Not just that, he claims to have invented the CD,
the perpetual DVD. Motion machine.
He just saw Al Gore just claim the internet. He felt whatever, you know.
Did you see the bloke who invented email died?
Who invented email?
Yeah, who the fuck?
Mr. Yeah. .com himself.
Right. Mr. Very AOL nice. Is dead.
Al Gore. Serious?
Yeah.
Huh?
It wasn't a joke. The bloke who invented email died.
Yeah.
Who the fuck was he?
I'm not leading into a joke. I don't even know his fucking name, but he died. Just saying.
Look, a man is dead. Do we have to make jokes at this time?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, Sam Beasy, you bastard.
That was the point. It wasn't a joke that you put on Twitter, really, was it?
Oh, about the out of office?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I was just thinking out loud. Do you think he put his out of office on? I don't know. If he was like terminal or something, he might have done. I'm sorry, I can't respond to your email. I'm fucking dead. What's wrong with that?
I like to think that's how he was discovered. He never responded.
By the way, you look great. What? I was reading, it's a good thing. Like, on your out of office, if you put something nice, like have a nice day or, you know, keep smiling. or sorry, like anything. Just not just, I'm back from vacation in 3 days' time and I will answer your email when I get back. Yeah, just put something a little bit more cheery in there.
Your tits look great.
Maybe not that. But thanks for your comment. I don't think that would be appropriate. But something just a bit nicer. Yeah.
I like River's idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I'll be back from the office in a week, by the way. Dynamite knockers.
Yep, and then that person in upper management who had the double mastectomy last week.
Oh, the one wearing the Trump merkin?
Yeah. we may have railroaded this
one. I'll tell you what, we're going to take this opportunity, take a quick break.
Yeah.
Come back with a couple games.
Yay.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher. Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Norman Trousers. He, on the other hand, is River Zambezi.
Hello.
We host the Castle Mirth Podcast, a ramshackle little comedy show found on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and all your favourite podcast directories.
And www.castlemirth.com.
Yeah, and there too. We're interrupting what you were listening to.
With permission.
Yeah, we're not that clever. To invite you to...
When you finished.
Come and take a listen to our show.
If you like laughing.
Yeah, if you like a laugh, come laugh with us.
Should we warn them?
We should probably say something. Some of our content...
None of which is suitable for children.
...may offend.
Would you suck a stunt cock?
There's lots of dicks in this brain.
If I was on my own, that Japanese fucking milky tit sex doll, I would probably buy one. I'm going to stick my finger up my bum. You know, bollocks of that. Just go on the internet and actually get that bird to fucking...
Put a finger up
her bum. ...twang yourself off. Yeah.
This is Angel Barry White.
Maybe I'm a bit prudish, right? Maybe I felt a bit guilty when the cat walked in on me having a wank. I don't know.
In my fucking day, we had to work 27 hours a day.
That's before we got up. Do you like my leather?
I thought you were just sweaty.
No. If you had 9 knobs, I guarantee you wouldn't be sat here doing this show.
And it was a bit of a weird experience to basically be sat there having a fucking picnic while she's naked in a bath. I'd buy him a picture of Kylie Minogue's cock.
What? Really?
She had a cunt like a Wookiee's armpit.
You forgot to turn the beat machine.
F*** what a cunt.
So, as long as that kind of language doesn't offend you, we'd love to welcome you into the fold.
Yes, we would. So join us on the Castle Earth podcast. Thanks for listening.
Will you unlock this cage now?
Shut up.
All right, we are back. Who's ready to play a couple games? Why don't we start with the movie game?
Hey, turn that shit off. This is Paint a Black movie game.
All right, I don't know if you guys have heard this one or try this out. I'm going to give you a couple different things here. I'm going to give you an actor. I'm going to give you a genre and an object. And you're going to craft a movie out of this. So I'm going to give you each like a minute to go through it, come up with your movie plan. This week, we got a couple movies opening. So from the movie Zootopia by Disney,
what?
Jason Bateman is our actor. Okay. All right. He's going to be in a fantasy adventure, a la Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, what have you. Involving a jug of apple cider.
Jug of apple cider? Did you come up with this shit in front of your fridge?
I did.
Do you have a jug of apple cider?
It was hard cider, but I had it. I was drinking a glass of hard cider while I wrote this. All right, so whoever wants
moved
to go
to Vermont, hippie. Yeah.
That's where I got it. It was a gift.
All right.
Fuck you. Would you get that from a gay wedding? Where there was like the thing they gave you to go home with, like
that and a handful of confetti. What have you? What of it?
Oh, thanks for the cider.
It was delicious.
I know. So
fuck yourself.
Probably was fruity.
Brian, you go first.
Okay.
Obviously, your punishment.
What was this now?
Jason Bateman is in a fantasy adventure.
Oh, you don't say.
Involving a jug of apple cider.
Oh, wait, is it fruity? Is it, how fruity is it?
Fruity. Like, sweet. Flaming.
Like diabetic shock type of sweetness?
Lose a foot, sweet.
All right. I do this, but what was the middle part? It was Bateman and hard cider.
Oh, my God. You're not allowed to smoke before the shows anymore.
Well, no. I just keep trying to make fun of you for it. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Bateman. Fantasy adventure movie.
All right.
Jug of apple cider.
All right. So it's a medieval world, and like the brave knight has to go on this quest. We'll get someone pretty in there, like a Hemsworth type guy. And he goes out, and he meets a vendor of a certain cider, and this guy Jason Bateman is doing it, right? And it's this, you know, it's world's famous cider that his family made, and gives him some special powers. Right, so basically the knight, he's a real big pussy. He doesn't want to. He's just scared to do this quest, and the cider makes him feel good enough and strong enough to basically you know, fight dragons or whatever the bad guys of this. And basically, it's a terrible movie. It just sucks.
You really petered out.
Yeah,
at
I
the
don't
end
know, man. I just got so focused on the cider.
You hit the mark, so I'll give you credit for that. But I don't know how I feel about that. Mm. And you fell short of your minute, which is kind of impressive.
I felt I was going on too long.
Right, Lou, you want to go?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really have shit. But all right, so Jason Bateman. You know, he's a Bilbo type, you know?
He's a hobbit?
Yeah. He's going on this adventure, right?
You got nothing.
He, wait. I got something. He drinks this apple cider. No.
He doesn't drink the apple?
He drinks it, but it's such a moot point in the movie, you know. Has nothing to do with the story. And then he goes and kills goblins and shit. Goblins aplenty.
All right.
This is the classic Jason Bateman style, where he just kind of very not giving a fuck about it.
I was correct in assuming you had nothing. A hobbit drinks cider and kills
some goblins. There's nothing more fantasy than a goblin.
It's just fucking boring. Yeah. I'm giving you a negative point.
Fuck you, Pete. You come up with a...
Anything.
I wrote these down. You don't think I don't think about them?
Apple fucking cider.
I'm sure you have an app that generates three random words for you. It's
like... No, I look around my apartment.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking the
I go, Jason Bateman's in the movie. There's the Lord of the Rings box set. I'm drinking apple cider. Perfect.
Otherwise known as, like, podcast sabotage.
Excuse me for assuming you guys might be creative.
No. You guessed
apple
wrong, homie.
Apple cider.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Who wants to go? Norman, Rivers? Either of you got one?
Oh, yeah, but I'll let him go first.
No, you go first.
One of you guys is getting a snore, I know it.
For the record, I quite like Jason Bateman, actually. So, the film's called Scrumpalooza. And basically, Jason Bateman hears about this mystical apple scrumpy cider. Right, and it's a little bit like Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, where he basically has to go through all these different hurdles and bullshit adventures trying to get to this place where they sell this apple cider, right? Some little fucking shack in somewhere in East LA. Anyway, so when he gets to this place and he drinks this cider, it is just the fucking business, right? But he really trips out. And this is where he goes into this like kind of fantastical world, where actually he goes back in time to back when he was a teenager and he was playing the son of Valerie Harper, and then he fucks her. Because I would have done. And then from there, he goes on to lots of other little adventures where he goes back through all of the films that he's been in, where he's been like the second fiddle to the main person, or he's been a supporting actor, and he fucks all the leading ladies. And then when he wakes up, he's actually covered in his own vomit on the side of the road because of this Apple's grumpy side stuff.
See that? It can be done, Brian.
I didn't fucking question you.
I'd go and watch that.
I like that movie. I would see that movie.
Well, you're a fucking yes man. So.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see your toady.
I wouldn't see your bullshit.
Look how creative you are now, Pete.
There's a bitterness in this room.
Yo, man. You
it depends
us.
On the apples. To be fair.
Yeah. You hard side of pussy.
All right, Rivers, you're
what
up.
You
got
you
one
with a hard cider, by the way.
Yeah,
you don't. You just drink it. It's like adult apple juice. It's very tasty.
All right.
I went to the hard cider festival.
That was a mistake.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
that's like the first step on your 12-step program. Become gay. I don't get it. Like, what's that? First drink the hard.
I've never even heard of a hard cider festival.
Well, because you got to pay for a ticket.
Okay, fair enough.
How about them apples?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
How about them apples?
Though? Can't deny that one.
All right, we got one more. We got Rivers up. Are you ready?
Harry Potter and his deadly wand.
I mean, it's going to make a lot of money.
Care to elaborate?
Basically, Harry Potter, played by our lead actor, who I've forgotten his name, Jason Bateman. His mother, basically, played by Sigourney Weaver, drank far too much cider. So, basically, whenever he comes cider. And he gets sent to Hogwarts and basically gets blown off by all the women who get really pissed on his cum because it's basically cider.
Can I suggest a little bit of a catchphrase for him?
Go on.
Cider in cider. Or sometimes cider over the back of her head, but generally, cider
on her lower back.
Yeah.
All right, just jotting down the points here. We're going to move on to our next movie. This week, London Has Fallen came out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing... We did Gerard Butler last week, so we're going to do Aaron Eckhart this week. Y'all remember him as Two-Face in
yeah.
Batman?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that fucking guy, yeah.
He's in a disaster movie. Involving a pigeon. So I'm going to take volunteers. Whoever wants to go first on this one. Right. I'm catching too much resistance tonight. I'll accept anybody jumping in. Anybody at all.
I've got one for you.
All right, here we go.
All right, Norman.
I don't know what it's called. I haven't got that far yet. But Aaron Eckhart is a pigeon fancier. Right, and by that I don't mean that he touches pigeons inappropriately. But he races pigeons. And by that, I don't mean that he runs along next to pigeons.
pigeons fly.
Shut up. Anyway, so he's a pigeon handler, yeah? And he has all these pet pigeons that do stuff. And what he notices one day that all these pigeons keep on flying into walls and stuff. And basically, because their little pigeon radar is a bit fucked up by the Earth's atmosphere magnetic field thing going a bit wrong. Pretty much, I'm just really rehashing the beginning first 10 minutes of the core that Aaron Eckhart was in. but yeah, and then he basically has to save the day by making non-magnetic pigeons.
I like that you're ripping off an Aaron Eckhart movie for an Aaron Eckhart movie.
Yeah, I kind of realised that halfway through.
It works, though. Who's next?
Alright, Brian. The disaster movie takes place in New York, and earthquake hits New York, and there's buildings everywhere and stuff like that. They're trying to get everyone out of New York, and the pigeons come into play because it's Aaron Eckhart and his boy Mike Tyson, and they're just there to save the day. And it's like it's Mike Tyson in his the cartoon getup where it's like the zip up
the jumpsuit,
and they're just saving people left and right. There's a lot of comedy involved where, like, he uses his pigeons as, like, real things because he's, like, talking to them. They're all animated and stuff like that. And Aaron Eckhart doesn't see this. So he's just, like, kind of weirded out on Mike. But he's, like, helping out a lot. So you really can't say dick to him. So they basically end up saving a bunch of people. And, you know, Mike Tyson says a lot of S words to make it funny, you know.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I like the Mike Tyson aspect. Yeah. I was waiting for a Mike Tyson aspect. Lou, River, who wants it?
Yeah, I guess I'll go. All right, so Aaron is a pigeon. Okay, this is like a Disney Pixar style thing. And, you know, they consider a natural disaster, but it's actually just like construction going on in Central Park. And he's got to convince his New York style pigeons to give a fuck since they don't really move at all. And he's just trying to save the day, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's basically it.
Fair enough.
You know, one of those pigeons got to have the Mike Tyson voice.
He's the he's the only pigeon that actually moves.
The rest of them just accept their fate.
Because you know how New York pigeons are. They're not afraid of people.
Yeah.
They're dicks.
And so they're, you know, he's dodging like fucking bricks falling over in the construction build, and they're just fucking around. Yeah.
All right, we got one more. We got Rivers. What do you got for Aaron Eckhart in a disaster movie with a pigeon?
Harry Potter and his deadly pigeon.
Should we just call it there?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe that I actually forgot about a true life story with a pigeon in it. You could have had Aaron Eckhart playing me.
Okay.
20 years ago, sat in a flat with the balcony doors open, getting nice and stoned, witnesses an attempted pigeon gang rape, and shoots the perpetrators with a water pistol.
What does a pigeon gang rape look like?
Two pigeons going at another pigeon. In the air. Well, the one pigeon was on its feet, and then the other two were like flapping around, trying to fuck it up the arse.
Well, good on you for playing the hero and pulling out the water.
I shot those motherfuckers.
I think that's the movie.
Yeah.
And you were getting high at the time?
Fuck yeah. It didn't really happen.
Yo, perhaps you just messed up a sweet-ass pigeon three-way, man. You were high, bro. You don't know if that was consensual or not.
Right. No, probably having the time of your fucking life.
Shaking heads going
you,
on. And,
imagine, yeah. Imagine, Norman, that you were having a three-way and then, like, a bear popped in on your bedroom and shot you. That wouldn't be cool.
I like to think he stopped, you know, the Bill Cosby of pigeons from perpetrating some bullshit.
It wasn't the Bill Cosby of pigeons because the third pigeon was actually awake.
That's a good point. This was midair.
I didn't have a stupid sweater on.
Wasn't peddling pudding pops.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more movie. Another movie came out this week called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Oh, the Tina Fey bullshit?
That's right. It, for what those not, fuck? It's clever. It means WTF. Mm. So Tina Fey, mm-hmm. in a vampire movie,
yeah.
involving a clown. Who wants it?
All right. So Tina Fey gets bit by a vampire clown and dies.
What?
That's the whole fucking.
You
movie.
Motherfuckers! You're not even trying. To
I got it.
I just want her to perish. Is that?
I love Tina Fey. Well, I think she's funny.
What has she done? Like, she did two good seasons of fucking 30 Rock and then a bunch of shit movies.
There were like five seasons of 30
Mean
Rock.
Mean Girls.
There were five seasons.
Mean Girls was
only
funny.
A couple of them were good. And Mean Girls? Ugh.
So, talking to 30 Rock, I never got a response back from Alec Baldwin about my tweet.
What was your tweet?
I think it was something like, what have Bold and Belligerent, Painted Black Comics, Lo-Fi Show, and Alec Baldwin got in common?
What's that?
They're all fucking hilarious.
I like it. See, Alec Baldwin's a local guy to us, too. He's a Long Island guy.
Massapequa.
So, is he?
My dad met him once at a funeral, and he said, Alec Baldwin is a dick. But I think...
Yeah.
What, he fucking spit on the guy's grave or something?
My dad is notoriously conservative, and Alec Baldwin is a crazy liberal, so I'm sure there was some butting of heads politically.
He refused to pour one out for the homies.
Yeah. My dad said, hey, can you hand me that coffee? And Alec Baldwin said, coffee's for closers. Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross. Watch a movie.
Never saw that film.
Apparently, nobody in this room has either.
Where's
the... I see. That's one of my favorite movies, man. You just ruined it.
Is it about estate agents? Or something?
What's that?
Wasn't it about estate agents?
It's like, I forget what it is. What are they?
They were salespeople or something.
Salespeople of some sort. I haven't seen it in many years. Mm-hmm. Who's up next for this Tina Fey flick?
All right, man. So, I think about 30 years ago, a movie called Once Bitten was made. She's doing the sequel to that with the clown called Jim Carrey. And it's a vampire movie just like in the first look where, you know, I picked a movie I haven't watched, so.
You're making a sequel to something you've never seen.
Yeah, man, but you know what? I feel it's going to help that movie out because no, who remembers that bullshit anyway? The clowns are going to be like really hipster clowns, so... I don't know, man. They're just, you know, really ironic shirts and shit.
Okay. I'm done deducting points from you. All right, who wants it next? Which you guys got one? You could easily top these fools.
Mine was good.
Nothing for Tina Fey. I'm empty.
She sucks, right?
I like Tina Fey.
She was like lightning in a bottle, and like that fucking spark is gone.
Her last movie, the Sisters movie, sucked.
She's done so many of those. Where some quirky little fucking girl who's kind of shy finally gets the man, and, you know, everything in life works out for her. All right.
I can't think of one Tina Fey movie that has that plot line.
How about the one where she did with Paul Rudd, where she's in like some kind of summer camp?
You can imagine Tina Fey if she was in a vampire film. I don't know about the clown angle yet, but you can just imagine a scene where she basically just pulls a jam rag out of her and chucks it in a lunchbox and says, "Here, honey, here's your lunch for work." That's the kind of joke that she would do.
Getting a lot of Tina Fey hate here.
Yo,
I hate her, but...
You know, I'll give you a point for that scene, because that would actually make sense. We haven't seen that.
Not everything she's done is bad, but she's got a lot more bad than good.
I don't really care.
fucking flash in the pan. All right.
She's whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, girls.
Jesus, this is why I rarely pick actresses for this game.
What, you didn't say an actress so much as Tina Fey? Like,
yeah.
Every time I pull like an actress, you guys are like, "Fuck her."
No, there's some good actresses out there.
Yeah.
Name one you like.
I don't know. Charlize Theron. It's kind of good.
All right. I'm gonna jot that down for next week.
Yeah.
Or wasn't too much of a fan of her haircut in Mad Max, honey.
Ah, that movie's too good to not.
Yeah,
she was a badass, though.
That movie, we can now say, is the multi-Oscar award-winning movie, Mad Max Fury Road.
I just hated how it, like, lost any real big Oscar.
Like all the important shit.
Sound great.
I'm gonna say something really controversial now.
Go for it.
I didn't really like it.
Ah!
It's a good movie.
I liked it. It's I could see why people don't. The people I were hanging out with at the Oscar party I went to hated it.
You went to a fucking Oscar party?
Oh yeah, there were cake pops and shit.
This is why I got the hate for the hipster shit.
Yeah, right. He's like, I own those ironic t-shirts.
I was just like labeling you with something. Like, I'm my bad, Pete. I didn't know. I'm starting to learn though.
Talking about Oscars, in the next episode of the Casimir podcast, is there is going to be another episode of the Oscar winning From Within the Actor's Head.
Nice.
Excellent. I enjoy that bit. I'm looking forward to that.
Best one yet. Hasn't been made yet, but it will be the best one yet.
So you're just assuming. You're like, we got ideas.
I'm very confident.
All right. Did we not get Rivers on this one?
I think he's still got to go, yeah.
I thought he was Harry Potter, right?
Oh.
No, for Tina Fey, what is Harry Potter against this week?
Harry Potter and the Clown of Escobar.
I hate to tell you this, but he beat all you guys.
Sorry, motherfucker's got a trend, isn't he?
Well,
I didn't realize we could use
previous. This is one line every time now.
It's working.
Yo, man, it was unfair. He was a franchise, man. I didn't realize we could latch on to something like that.
All right, let's move on to our next game.
The return of...
That's enough movies. Let's do our Perfect 10.
Up next to the dance floor, Painted Black presents The Perfect 10.
Did we hear that last week, or is that Brandon?
No, that was last week.
Get your dollars out, boys.
All right. So in this game, I'm going to describe to you a scenario. Mm-hmm. And I want you, you got 1 minute, to tell me your perfect situation for that scenario. Basically, your perfect 10 day. Mm-hmm. This was a boring week for me. So I want to hear your best day at work. Lou, you're exempt.
What?
The kids were asleep.
What?
I want to hear your best work day. Lou, we're actually going to start with you.
All right.
You ready?
So at my job or dream job or what?
Whatever you want to talk about.
All right. So I'm a football playing stuntman, firefighter, police cop guy.
In disguise.
Movie star. And I'm just going around punching criminals, kicking ass, smashing puss, drinking beers all at the same time, going over the fucking Rocky Mountains in a car, rocket ship. I'm doing it all. I'm basically fucking Kurt Russell mixed with Evil Knievel and the Hulk. I'm the fucking man.
I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to clear that.
Your Honor, what does it have to do with his work day?
Like, I'm catching criminals. I get paid.
I let you babysit.
Bounty. This is.
I let him have his dream job because his real job is not a job.
But
yeah,
what's
yeah.
the job?
I get a bounty hunting. There's some bounty hunting. What is the job? There's some bounty hunting in there. You know, yeah, I'm catching criminals. I'm saving the day. I'm making America great again.
Okay. I'm deducting points from you.
You thought Trump could do it. Nope. Nope. This guy. Right here.
Oh, Louis can't do
right
it.
Right here.
So are we all doing dream jobs here?
Or? Whatever you prefer. Look.
I mean, how are you going to top that?
He though? Set a bad precedent right there.
How are you going to top that?
I'm not a...
I'm punching criminals...
Look, you failed, Lou. You failed.
I'm punching criminals in the stratosphere.
No, like, you're not. You're babysitting children.
Somehow I feel
poorly.
Like your dream job should, is best depicted in crayon. Like,
once upon a time, I was a firefighter.
That slash... sounds like an amazing fucking dream job. Good times.
No, you're right. It's
I'm sorry that you can't get down with good times, Pete.
It's a powerful story.
I'm so sorry.
I want to buy the movie rights, but I would probably cast Channing Tatum in that role.
Of course you would.
Instead of you.
Of course you would.
Because you are unconvincing, sir.
You what?
You failed. You failed, Lou. Brian.
Well, can I have my dream job then?
Do whatever the fuck you want.
All right, man. Well, my dream job is I wake up in a cartoon world, and I walk over to the mirror, and I'm Hank Scorpio. And my job is to take – I've already taken the East Coast, and now I'm going for that West Coast. I recall my boy Homer, and I try to get him back in the fold.
This is a very Simpson-specific
yeah.
dream job.
Yeah, man. Yo, and was it? I get him back on board. He already killed Bond for me. He's good people, and I take the West Coast, man. I build monorails everywhere. Just basically a very Simpsons orientated best day ever. You set a bad precedent, Lou. I don't know why.
I would much have rather you go with your best day in your yeah. actual job.
No. I was killing it. I was saving the day.
But your best day
ladies,
in your actual job.
The
is
ladies
the
are
kids
swooning.
Napped.
The yeah. ladies are swooning. You know,
nobody's
people were cheering.
All right,
oh my God, Louis the greatest.
Oh, we'll call that out. Okay, best day of my real job. Woo! Okay, we go there. There's no traffic to work.
All right. What's your best day at your real job? The printers didn't jam. Like,
yeah.
Fuck you. Like, that's not exciting.
Yeah, man. No one bitched. No one complained. I just kind of like got to take an extra long lunch. It was
you know,
sweet.
Fucking Ahmed didn't try to steal my computer or shit. Like.
Why's it got to be Ahmed?
You still having trouble
because
with
you keep
Ahmed?
Telling that story about the dude like. Give me your IP address and...
Yeah. No, but his name was fucking Bill.
You racist.
No, his Western name was Bill. Right. That guy's real name was like Mahmoud.
All right, let's move on. Mm-hmm. Norman, you got one?
I've got a dream job, and I've got a normal job, dream job.
Whichever you feel strongest about.
I'd say the super... fantastical one would be the waking up in the morning, getting picked up in the limo, going to the airport, getting into the private jet, flying up in the air, jumping out of the plane at about 10,000 feet, skydiving down, and while skydiving down, swapping my normal cock for my secondary cock, so that when I land the compound full of nubile young bikini-clad women, I can actually fuck a half a dozen of them before I get to the office, so that I don't have to feel like I cheated on my wife. And then we sit down with Zambezi, record a couple of episodes of the Casper podcast, do a load of cocaine, and then go home again.
Wrap that up in a record 30 seconds, and it was better than both of yours combined.
That was basically my job.
You didn't have a detachable cock.
You didn't let me finish.
I was unaware that we can use detachable penises.
It's the way forward.
Look, don't look at me.
For the moral people out there.
Don't look at me with your small-minded ideas.
Small-minded ideas? I was everything to everyone.
You were everything to you.
Shut up. What are you, Everclear, bro?
I was an everyman.
What do you mean?
I was an everyman.
Or alternatively, I can get up in the morning, go to work, have a bacon sandwich, go in, not do a great deal of work, chat a little bit, go to the pub at about 12, stay in the pub until 5 o'clock, go back to work, get my, change my into a suit, go to the summer party for work, which is what happened last summer. It was fucking great. It was a great day.
Alternatively? I don't know why I stumbled on the word. Also a great idea. See? You can do it for your real job, too. I'm judging you.
Me?
Yeah. All right, we got one more. We got Rivers. You ready?
Harry Potter on the best day ever.
At this point, thank you for keeping it brief. All right, we got one more here. We got a word association game.
That wasn't him.
Oh, that wasn't him? That's even better because I fully bought it.
That's racist, man. You all sound alike.
It all sounds the same over headphones. God damn it.
I've been full retard. That's why I can't. You, know.
You got a real one? Or you...
I said go with it.
Just go with Norman's?
I'd much prefer to be a tester of prostitutes, really.
I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you get, bad one? Huh? What if you get a bad one?
You shoot them.
You shoot them.
Yeah, what if the bad one's got the fucking clap or something?
Right. This one's got a touch
or
of AIDS.
Acid binge.
That's why you get paid the big money, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's a you certain level of risk.
Fly by night bastard.
I'm going to accept both answers. Even the Harry Potter one. That wasn't you. Because I like that.
All right. Get off the balls, Pete.
So funny as fuck.
They're not fully talked.
Right.
We need a candy appler. Alright, this final game we're going to do.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read you 5 words a piece. And you're just going to say the first thing that comes into your mind. So I'm just going to go around the table. I have an imaginary seating for everyone. So we're going to start with Lou. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
First word that pops in your head, real quick. Donut.
Eating.
Head.
Give.
Give. Give. See? That's why we play the game.
Whoops.
That's why he always wins.
Game.
Boy.
What?
Game Boy.
Good answer.
That's another gay thing, man.
Bowling.
Bowling ball?
Too long.
Another gay thing?
Alien.
Well, it's because he interrupted.
Sorry.
Alien, illegal.
Says the Puerto Rican.
To the Cuban.
Right.
The white Cuban.
Right. At least my people are citizens. Your people came over on doors, motherfucker.
Tires. Get it right.
It was a gaggle of tires and nets.
All right, Brian. Mm-hmm. Rock.
Solid.
Drive. Drive.
Amok.
What?
Amok.
Drive amok?
Yeah.
All
right. You know, like the Vikings in their little golf carts.
Yeah.
Wolf.
Pussy.
Wolf pussy?
Yeah, man.
What?
That wolf pussy, man, that full bush.
It's a dangerous pussy.
Yeah, man.
Rattler.
What do they call the wolf pussy across the pond, guys?
Yeah, I think River read it right. Yeah, growler.
All right, love, show us your growler.
Good old 70s Bush.
Yeah. It's like, you know, like Bob Ross sticking out of a pair of
knickers. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I'm using that from that one.
But wolf pussy?
Growler.
Growler.
Gay.
Damien.
Oh, from Offensive Line. Mm-hmm. Smell.
Pete.
No. Oh, damn. Damn.
Whoa.
Ooh, cold blood.
Cold blood.
You have smirkiness all day.
All right, next up to podcast right, we have Norman. Ready?
Yeah, go.
Old.
River.
Oh, yeah. Fucking didn't see that one coming.
That's because you're fucking cataracts, you old cunt.
I would say I would listen to you two all day, but I do when I listen to Casa Murt. Puppet.
On a string. I was listening to it the other day. Like a puppet on a string. Not the Indian version. It's what they sound like.
Pig.
Pig?
Pig.
Fucker.
One more time?
Pig fucker.
Fucker?
Fucker.
Like that Black Mirror episode I recommended.
Too heinous for me, I don't know.
Zombie.
Killer.
And finally, booze.
Hound.
Well done. River, you ready?
What?
Oh, wake up.
I'm going to go to work the last time.
Booze hound.
What?
Booze hound.
Really?
Have you never heard of the word booze hound?
No.
It's like a drunkard type person.
What, you?
Yeah.
Okay. I get that.
All right, you ready? We got
go.
Mars.
Bar.
Fat cunt.
Oh, bar is good.
I'm going to heckle. You there? Heckle me, motherfucker. You and your Mars bars. You know why he likes Mars bars? Because they've got fucking veins in them.
Oh, wow.
You just ruined Snickers for me.
Just put a veiny candy I'm eating. Kind of gross now.
Speaking of which, the next word, wood.
River.
Tree.
Space.
Time.
Internet.
Email.
Hey.
Whoa.
And finally, cheese.
River's helmet.
Norman.
You know I don't like cheese.
Exactly.
Moldy milk. Disgusting.
All right, so we're just about done. We got one more little thing to do. I'm going to spit.
River's penis. Hey!
Hey!
Hey-oh! We got a wheel here that I'm going to spin. Actually, Lou, you got to spin.
Champ.
That's the champ of last week. That's going to determine our final thing to do here. Give that a...
Needs a bit of oil, that.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That froze up. But the game, the final game we're going to play, and Brian, I hope you're ready for this. Mm-hmm. Hypothetical.
All right, man. If you have only one ability here... Well, I should play the hypothetical, Lou, then.
Yeah.
Oh, hypothetical Lou.
I forgot that you even misspelled Lou's name.
Yeah. Look, man, who cares? Anyway, if you had one ability, I don't know if I should make it more English because they're on it, but if you could absolutely crush a baseball or do a super jams, what would you rather do?
The fuck is a super jams?
What do you mean?
Like slam dunks, you know? Would you rather be slam dunk like an animal? Or
that's the hypothetical you've had.
I've never heard of it called super jams.
No, let's we'll go with this, yeah. But I'm gonna take your American vernacular and I'm gonna move that to one side,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna put a British slant on it. And I don't want to crush a baseball, but I'm gonna make some super jams. Like we could have strawberry, blackcurrant, and like, really sweet and
Put on your toast and your scones and stuff. That'd be nice.
You know, I don't care for sports, but I love a good jam. So I'm on board with that. That works for me.
Well, I think the obvious thing is super jams, man. You know, jump from half court.
You're on fire. I always feel like they're going to take my comedy card away if I don't mention Bob Marley and his donuts.
I think they're still going to take it.
Anybody else have a answer that train wreck question?
This is a weird fucking question.
It's the stupidest question.
It's not stupid. You guys are just nerds. What the fuck do you
super jams?
Super jams.
Yeah,
like you nerds.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You answer it.
Would you rather like really great at trivia or just like you could tell any beer of any taste? Like should I
I guess trivia because you can't earn shit from drinking beer.
Go win shit with trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah, more fun though.
That's true.
Well, you don't have to know each beer to enjoy drinking.
Oh, now the question's not so stupid, right?
No, I'm actually enjoying this a little bit.
Yeah. Fucking nerd.
Would you like to hit a thing or jump into a thing?
Look, just because your body's useless, Pete, don't take it out.
I'm in better shape than you are.
To be fair, nobody got in anyone's knickers by being out to talk to them about beer.
It's true.
Just cram it down their face. Maybe.
All right. You know what? Fuck this. Fuck that question.
Yeah.
You guys talk amongst yourself for a minute. I'm going to tally these points and see who won the episode.
Super jams. You made that shit up, right?
I'm like big dunks. Okay, would you like me to say it like that?
Yeah, right. But you definitely made up super jams, right? Did you hear that somewhere?
I don't know.
Funnily enough, big dunks was the nickname that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar gave to his bollocks.
Big dunks.
See, that was topical. See, that was basketball playing. Yeah.
You guys have basketball out there?
No.
Yeah,
kind of. We don't have that many really tall black people. So it's not
that. They do. Nothing just but threes. Stuff instead of playing basketball.
A lot of passing, a lot of dribbling.
Yeah. Good fundamentals.
Rapping is fundamental. Good band, actually. Nice.
All right, I got the score here.
Yeah.
You guys got trounced by former champion Louis A here. Mm-hmm. Barely scratch on the board here. What happened to you, Lou?
I don't know, Pete. I think that you were just on some British dick this week.
Just whatever you got to. Just not the dong points at the... Unbelievable.
I was killing it. I was super dunking it.
I think what my point that I'm getting to, I think Lou needs Dan here to influence him. I think we need more of that rivalry going on.
Like Sid and Nancy.
You're saying you appreciate more of the hate and less of the funny.
I'm saying you need to go toe-to-toe with somebody. Wasn't happening this week. Right. That being said, close game all around, other than Lou. And Dr. Norman Trousers has pulled it out and won.
Yeah.
I had to trash Lou for a minute. I'm disappointed.
You never said shit about that Jason Bateman thing. The apple cider.
Can we give credit where credit's due? There's a winner here.
Yeah. You know what? I saw it coming, obviously. But
that reminds me of Adam Sandler with Billy Madison. Where the guy gives him that, like, yeah, we're all stupider for having heard that shit.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel after this episode.
I eat shit like you for breakfast. We eat shit for breakfast?
All right, so...
We're eating shit again, are we?
Yeah, sure, what goes on?
Yeah, that...
You know, thanks very much for having us on. It's a pleasure to be in again.
I'll tell you what, you got this championship belt for the week, but since you're not here, we're going to put it in the vacant chair for now. And as an honorary thing, and at the end of the episode, I'm going to give you 20 seconds to say whatever you want to say about anybody. Nobody can cut in. Nobody can interrupt. And that's how we'll close out the episode. In the meantime, why don't you guys tell everyone where you can find your podcast and everything.
Why don't you do that, River?
No, you do it.
No, why don't you do it?
I always forget it.
You don't fucking know it, do you?
Twat.
Huh? So you can catch us on the Casimir podcast. You can find us on iTunes. Stitcher, TuneIn, other podcatch places. Castlemurf.com, there is a website. I did build it. I did take some time out to actually make it. So can you have a look at it, please? I'm on Twitter at Dr. Norman T. The show Twitter is at Castlemurf, and we will be, that's MIRTH, not MIRF. And we will be releasing a new episode soon. And thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, always just, our pleasure. Love having you come on.
Well, and worth staying up till gone 11 o'clock on a Sunday night for. I've got to go to bed soon.
Hey, last time we kept you up till 4, so I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, that was a Friday. That episode was fine. That was all right.
No, last time you were on, I didn't even think of the time difference all that much. And then you were like, it's 4 o'clock. And I was like, God damn it. I feel really bad about that.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed. as in drunk, not angry. Yeah, no, it's been excellent.
Yeah.
Very much.
And I very much look forward to the new season. So thank you both. As for us, you can find us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Do the hashtag Potter and Family.
Yep.
Check out all the shows on there. We got RadioVegas.rocks. And I think that's about it.
That's it.
So to take us out, Brian, why don't you play some music? Norman, why don't you tell us 20 seconds, whatever's on your mind.
So like River Zambezi, he's a bit of a geriatric old fucker, but you know, I love him really. He's my best friend. He was my best man. Not the best man at the wedding, because I was the best man at the wedding, but you know, he did his stuff. He's quite funny really, funny looking. You know, he tries his best and he's a bit incontinent, but you know, I love him anyway. So yeah, we should all give him a bit of a chance and give us an iTunes review, because River likes it.
That's time. But yeah, give him an iTunes review and close the door behind you. Growing up, I never had shit, had a heart, got a slit. Might as well rip it out, got a dream, I ain't giving out. That's what it's all about, all these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Well fuck you motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Send a club into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and this bitch, don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own ditch. Dollars of Castlemurf.